This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Wednesday, April 3rd. A gorgeous day is in store for Dallas with an abundance of sunshine and a high of 74 degrees, clear tonight with a low of 48. Here are today's headlines. On Tuesday, Dallas city officials urged residents to avoid venturing too far from their neighborhoods to watch next Monday's total solar eclipse to decrease the impact of traffic on roads. But if you must travel, officials urged folks to leave for your destination early, be prepared to stay late, and don't stare directly at the sun without protective glasses on. Dallas council members, city department heads, and local agency officials urged residents to be prepared for heavy traffic jams next week due to the influx of visitors and dozens of watch party events around the city for the first total eclipse witnessed in North Texas since 1878. Officials expect highways and other roadways to be jammed, particularly in the late afternoon after the eclipse ends as people leave from their viewing locations all at once. Officials say they are anticipating visitors beginning to arrive in Dallas starting Thursday or Friday. Around 90% of the estimated 35,000 hotel rooms citywide are expected to be booked by Monday. In other news, a poultry facility in Farwell reported a positive test for bird flu and temporarily ceased operations, so says Texas Agricultural Commissioner Sid Miller on Tuesday. Cal Maine Foods, an egg producer with locations across the country, including multiple facilities in Texas, will be required by U.S. Department of Agriculture guidance to depopulate 1.6 million laying hens and 337,000 pullets at the facility in the Texas Panhandle. The hens account for about 3.6% of the company's flock as of early last month. Tuesday's news comes a day after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed a Texas dairy worker tested positive for the bird flu after being in direct contact with cattle. That was the second human case of the H5N1 flu in the U.S. and the first associated with exposure to cattle. The USDA confirmed 5 new bird flu cases in dairy facilities across the country. The illness has been detected in 11 dairy herds across Texas, Kansas, Michigan, and New Mexico. There are also presumptive positive test results pending from a facility in Idaho. With 7 of those herds being in Texas, the Texas Department of Agriculture plans to continue monitoring and providing guidance to producers and consumers. Miller said consumers should be assured rigorous safety measures and pasteurization protocols ensure dairy products remain unaffected by the bird flu, as dairies are required to destroy or divert milk from any sick cows. The CDC has said the health risk for the general population remains low. Next up, a Dallas couple injured this weekend in a hit-and-run collision that police believe may involve NFL wide receiver Rashee Rice is considering their legal options as they try to recover, their attorney says. Tennessee Walker, managing litigation partner at Patterson Law Group, told the Dallas Morning News on Tuesday that his two clients were on their way to a friend's 50th birthday party when two vehicles slammed into their white Lexus. Their SUV spun across the roadway until it hit the wall of the highway. The couple, who Walker said did not want to be publicly named, was taken to a hospital after the multi-vehicle crash, and both are now recovering at their home. And finally, HEB started construction Tuesday on the southeast corner of Frontier Parkway and the Dallas North Tollway within sight of Prosper High School. The store represents a further push by the San Antonio-based grocer into the fast-growing neighborhoods of Collin and Denton counties. The retailer started its major expansion into Dallas-Fort Worth with store openings since 2022 in Frisco, Plano, McKinney, and Allen. H-E-B's Melissa store opens next year. The council last year approved the mixed-use residential, office, retail, and hotel development on the opposite side of the tollway, but that will take longer than the H-E-B to complete. The Prosper H-E-B will be 132,000 square feet, some 14,000 square feet bigger than the local H-E-B stores opened so far. The Melissa store will be 131,000 square feet. It will have a staff of 750 people to run the in-store bakery, prepared food sections, and other services, including a true Texas barbecue restaurant. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.